from KQED.
Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa is providing safe overnight parking to Sonoma County homeless adults and families who sleep in their vehicles. The 78 parking spots were donated by churches and local businesses that don't use them at night. Budget cuts are forcing the program to reduce its services beginning next week. KQED's Peter Arcuni spoke with one safe parking participant who could lose her spot and, in turn, her place to sleep.
It's 6:30 a.m. on a Thursday. The parking lot of the First Methodist Church in Santa Rosa is empty, except for a beat-up teal sedan. It's 24-year-old owner Nikki, who doesn't want us to use her last name, enrolled in the program in May. She says a number of bad experiences with police, neighbors, and a man making catcalls from the bushes left her fearful of parking alone on the streets.
It was always jumping at the slightest bit of noise or feeling like somebody was going to come out and either knock on my window or try to get in my car in the middle of the night if I didn't lock it. So I just felt really unsafe and paranoid.
The lack of sleep and stress got so bad that Nikki had to leave her full-time job at the local Whole Foods, where she had just been made a supervisor. Nikki and other safe parkers can use the lots between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. Catholic Charities provides porta-potties, safety patrol, and visits from social workers. Jenny Lynn Holmes, who directs the four-year-old program, says the main goal is to provide stability for folks so they can get back into housing.
If you're just trying to stay alive, you're not going to be able to get to the place where you start thinking about how you get out of homelessness.
And because participants are required to move their cars during the day, there's less fear from the community that the lots will become homeless encampments. A number of safe parking programs run by other nonprofits have emerged around the state, in Santa Barbara, San Diego, and more recently, Los Angeles. But now Catholic Charities is being forced to cut its program in half later this month due to a redistribution of state funds for homeless services. They're scrambling to find other parking spots or shelter beds for people losing their spaces, like Nikki, who's been grateful for the support.
Just knowing that we could come here at night and be safe and have that guaranteed spot without feeling like we're bothering anybody, it's definitely a lot less stress.
It's 7 a.m., and Nikki's heading out for her part-time job as a waitress. At least for the next week or so, she'll have a safe space to come back to each night. For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni in Santa Rosa.